afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. This is Pat Francis and my lovely co-host,
Gary Lucy, over here. And we're also joined by
Matt Belknap.
Yay! The gang is back together again. Pat, when you made it out to Indio, was your tent still there at Coachella?
You know it was, but there was some graffiti on it.
Oh no, what did it say?
It said Foreigner sucks.
Oh man!
So they must have known it was my tent. Oh, well, actually, it's Foreigner. It's a Foreigner tent.
Oh.
It has their logo on it. So I got, in all honesty, the person just wrote sucks underneath it. So.
Not a hate crime.
No, not a hate crime. My Styx tent, you know, was in the dry cleaners. So.
Are you going back out this weekend for round two of Coachella? Or
no, I'm not going to go out this week. You know, I'm all Coachella'd out.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Oh, great white.
Yep. this is, I was going to play that new Silver Sun pickup song, but you know, go to the internet. You could hear it. Their album comes out May 8th. I love those guys. I did want to play this song, though. This song encapsulates everything that I think music is about today. It's got the auto-tune bullshit.
Okay.
It's got, you know, some rap. It's got, like, a big hook. It's got that kind of mastered for earbuds sound where it's like kind of like widescreen,
right.
Thin.
So wait, know? So you like this or you don't like it?
I fucking love it. Okay. And it's got a lot of...
The description kind of led me to believe that you weren't going to enjoy it.
I hate that I love it. It's got a lot of casual swearing. It's Preston's favorite song, and he just laughs every time he hears it.
Oh boy.
It's called...
Because of the swearing?
Because of the swearing. It's called Ass Back Home by Gym Class Heroes featuring Neon Hitch. Let's see what you think of this. It's catchy as hell.
Oh... So sexy, y'all.
I don't know where you're going or when you're coming home. I left the keys and dirt on that to our front door.
Yeah.
For one more chance to hold you close, I don't know.
Knew this type of life didn't come with instructions, so I'm trying to do my best to make something out of nothing. And sometimes it gets downright shitty. In fact, when you calling, I don't even know what city I'm at, or what day of the week, in the middle of a month, in a year.
It's like profane sentimentality. Like, get your ass back home. But,
you know, I fucking miss you, dog.
I miss you so bad, dog. But we
get your bitches back in their britches. What? Did I just write that?
I truly do not understand what or who Gym Class Heroes is or are.
Yeah,
they came out with that song with Adam Levine,
right?
And I didn't know that it was I was like, is this just a side project of his, or is someone just sounding like him? And I thought it was a band, but is it a rap group? What the fuck are they?
Yeah, and then they were part of that Cobra Starship thing too. That I think they might just
now you lost me.
A loose, you know, the Snakes on a Plane thing. Anyway, they might just be a loose collective of athletes
of assholes.
But at any rate, we just try to keep, you know, that's part of what we do here. Keep you keep you up with what's going on in the world of music.
That Adam Levine, he's got moves like Jagger,
Bianca Jagger. Okay. But savvy businesswoman. You know, it's
Adam Levine or Bianca Jagger?
Both.
Okay.
I'm sure he's cool. We did our parenthetical song. Songs have crazy titles, you guys. Let's face it.
They do.
Sometimes they're not even called
Premise Alert. Premise Alert.
Sometimes they're not even called what the lyrics would suggest. Sometimes songs have no lyrics at all, but they still need a name.
Okay.
So this is going to be this is a new game called Name That Instrumental Tune, and you guys are going to participate, and you didn't even know it. I gave you no heads up on this.
Name That Instrumental Tune. So you're not going to play anything for us.
I'm just going to sing it like they used to do on Name That Tune, and when they would get to the part that said the words, they would just say la la. But we're just going to la la.
So this is a song with words, but you're not going to sing the words.
No, this is a song with no words. But I'm just going to sing the riff.
He's going to hum it, and we're going to try to guess.
All right, let's do it.
Then whoever gets it right has to do the next one. So kind of.
I'm with you, Pat. It's a little weird that I'm on this episode. We have a bunch of instrumental songs queued up, and yet he insists on
Ixnay on the theme. We're trying not to
see the description in their iTunes.
No, that's true.
There's no mystery.
They know it is. Right. Okay, so for example, if I was to say. Na 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 na.
I know what this song is, but I can't think of it.
See, it's hard to know because it's an instrumental.
And not, not give me answers that you want me to.
No, it's
that's got lyrics.
It's no, that's that was Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you know what this game? What if you're covering songs that I might have in my that I'm going
to
play today?
Well, that's a chance I'm willing to take.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. How about this one?
Oh, that's Gary Glitter.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Rock and roll part one. Rock and roll part two?
Yes, it's correct.
Rock and roll part two. Okay.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
What, me? What?
Yeah.
He just forced this game on us. Yeah, like,
I'm supposed to come up with a thing off the top of my head.
You're right. You have to think of a
okay.
Song.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't see that part of the game coming. Usually you just run it and we're just dummies
just
sitting here
out.
Trying to guess things.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Tequila.
Okay, that does have a word in it.
But no, that's okay. That's fine. We actually discussed it.
We discussed it if it had like
98% instrumental.
All right, here's mine. Brown, brown.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
NBC?
That's theme from Breaking Bad.
Oh,
wow. Oh, you got to go the dong. Ting-a-ling-a-ling. Isn't there a little tingling?
There might be a little tingling. I get tingly when I hear it.
That's
I know we're going to be cooking meth, yo.
Yeah.
That opens up a whole new world. How about near, 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 near.
Twilight Zone?
Near, 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 near.
Theme from Twilight Zone?
This is Jim Rockford. Leave a message.
I thought that was more like...
What did I say?
Didn't you say that?
Sort of the same. It's two versions of the same.
Oh,
what about...
Miami Vice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Theme from Miami Vice. Night Court.
That's no. That's Barney Miller.
Barney Miller. Barney Miller.
It's almost the same song.
That's great. That's Michael Anthony from Van
Now
Halen.
We're veering off into a whole different episode.
Yeah, we are.
TV.
Yeah,
that's
so let's jump into this one.
Let's
then.
Go. Okay. I think
we're doing
that game is. My game's.
Do you have any
living.
More? Do you have
no,
any
that,
more?
No, I was just flying
you,
by.
You thought we would be
I
like pulling instrumentals out of our asses. That's hard to do. It's hard to just think of an instrumental riff.
It's true.
I know that now. I realize that. But at the same time. Anyway.
I'll do this real quick, then we'll jump in. I'm gonna promote a quick website.
Oh,
I don't know if I've ever promoted this website before. It's called Vintage Vinyl News, and it's got all your classic rock artists on there. But not just metal and hard rock. It's got everyone. It's got it gives you news about Tony Bennett, and it gives you news about anyone, Jethro Tull to Willie Nelson to everyone. And it's Vintage Vinyl News. It's a great website. There's set lists on there from recent shows, and it's great. You can go there daily and get all your Vintage Vinyl News news.
You get some free MP3s on there sometimes?
I can't
forget it.
I can't promise that.
No, okay. Well, that's
but there's a website of the week for you. Vintage Vinyl News.
Vinyl News.
I spell vinyl wrong every time. It's VINYL. But sometimes I'll go, is it VY? Is it Y first or is it the I?
Let me see. There's got to be a good way to remember that. Y before I and I don't know why. That's pretty good.
Y before I and I don't know why. I'll take it.
No, okay. But the Y isn't before the I.
That's right. It's not.
You just confused just him 100 times more.
Oh, I've been spelling it wrong all these years.
It's VIN.
I before Y except after Psy.
Cy Kernan, leader of the Fix.
If you Google it in there, they'll correct it for you. So you don't even have to know how to spell anymore.
Oh, that's good. Because is it Record Store Day this week?
I think that's April 26th.
That's this week, isn't it? Or is that next weekend? Yeah, I think it's next weekend.
No,
anyway,
it's coming up.
These must be heady times for vinyl news. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So, anyway, getting back to this week's show.
This week's show is, for me, when I listen to music, I love lyrics. So this is a weird show for me because we are doing our favorite instrumental songs. And at first I thought when I was looking up, I'm like, I know two off the top of my head and I have no idea what the other ones will be. But I did find some that I like. So I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go, Gary?
I'm ready to go. And if you think of one that you don't have, I'm willing to sing it.
Okay.
So just, you know.
So that's it. Is that a plus? I'm going to let you start first.
Okay.
Unless you want me to start first.
I will start with, now, everybody loves the...
Raymond?
They do love Raymond. And they one of the great rock instrumentals of all time, Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Maybe it's maybe it's on your list. But maybe they're less familiar with the sequel, and this isn't a joke.
Blue Peaches.
No, it's called Mo Onions.
Oh, it is a sequel. Yeah. Mo Onions.
Check it out.
This is sounding familiar.
It's a sequel.
It is.
You gotta start with the familiar.
This is equivalent to The Hangover 2.
I didn't like it quite as much, but it's okay.
Yeah.
What, did they just take it up half an octave or something? Very little work went into this.
I can't wait to hear even Mo Onions. Too many onions.
This is back when, you know, they probably had to have a new single out every 6 weeks or something. They're... on Benny's, they're working at a breakneck pace. This is all they got. Mo Onions.
The kids can't get enough of these onions. Make Mo Onions. That's the record executive.
All right, that's my opening salvo on the instrumental show. Top that.
Do you guys have anything that might include some grilled onions?
I would accept a bloomin' onion, even though that's not going to be invented for another 10 or 20 years.
And you know, there was actually a hip-hop version of this called
Mo Onions, More Problems.
More Problems. That's better than I had. Never mind. I was going to say Rapscallions.
That song made me tear up.
Anyway.
Boy, this couldn't be further from Mo Onions. Yeah. This is from Judas Priest. And this is the track that opened up the Screaming for Vengeance album. We're going to hear the entire thing because it's 42 seconds long.
All right.
Listen to The Hellion.
I hope the lawyers aren't listening.
A little repetitive.
Kind of sets the stage for Screaming for Vengeance.
It goes right into Electric Eye.
So ready to rock right now.
Yeah. Fire!
I gotta assume they opened the show with that, just, you know, lights and the smoke.
But they do it for like 17 minutes.
Rob Halford comes out on a motorbike I was gonna say something else.
So wait, but is the
waving
song,
a rainbow flag?
The song that goes into, is it the same riff or is it?
No, it goes.
You're lucky because I was about to call some bullshit on you.
No. Okay, it goes. I should have added Electric Eye, but that has its own title. It's its own track.
All right.
So The Hellion. That's also on the cover of Screaming with Vengeance. The eagle that's on the front. That's the Hellion.
Oh, that's the Hellion.
Yeah. So be very afraid.
I think I had that Chewbop. I definitely had British Steel Chewbop.
Yeah.
We're like talking about Chewbops.
The Chewbops.
Yeah.
The Hellion is my favorite Edgar Allan Poe sequel poem.
I like Mo Hellions. I don't know how I made it 41 episodes without talking about Quasi. Maybe like the group I've seen the most times, just awesome band. They're, here's the deal with them. They predated White Stripes. It's an ex-husband and wife duo. It's Sam Coombs on electric piano, and it's Janet Weiss on drums, who went on to fame and fortune and Sleater-Kinney and Wild Flag. So, and all the songs are about like love is a lie and woman, you ruined my life, and she's sitting right there. You know?
But, yikes.
So maybe I'll get
aggressive much.
But you know, they're still friends. And they still make music and everything. But you know, it's just naked emotion. Which we won't hear in this song, but maybe like when we have a Q episode or something like that. This is the first song off their first album. It's called Two Hounds. And it goes like this.
Yeah, Yeah, this sounds familiar. This must have been in a show or a movie or a trailer, maybe.
I wonder. It seems like it'd be good for a Volkswagen commercial or something. Or
yeah.
People trying to load a couch into a cabriolet. Or,
is this Mo Onion Rings?
He was on The Sopranos.
So in strict instrumental terms, doing ooh sounds is okay?
You know, we talked about that.
I think it's okay. No,
I think it's okay. The voice as instrument.
I was trying to stay away from anyone like saying an actual word.
Yeah.
Although there was a police instrumental called Regatta de Blanc where they go yo yo yo, and I didn't include it because I wanted to be
you didn't include pure. It mostly because it sucks.
Well, no, because I wanted to be pure.
You're so strict.
So hey, this next song is from 1962, but really came into the public consciousness in 1994 through a director named Quentin Tarantino. This is Dick Dale and the Deltones, Miserlou.
I don't even, he's like not even mic'd necessarily.
I stand corrected.
That could be like the drum mic picking him up.
You might have been telling the engineer to up the volume.
Has there ever been a better needle drop in a movie than this song in Pulp Fiction?
This is rock solid approved.
Fucking awesome. I would say the piano outro of Layla in Goodfellas two of the greatest.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go to the tail end of the Hellion and let it go right into Miserlou and let's see what that sounds like?
Sure.
I actually whispered to Matt, you got to drop the Hellion, stop it at a dime or else. doesn't work.
It's a little choppy, but.
A little choppy,
almost.
Sound like a Gary edit.
Ouch. That stinks.
Number two to you, buddy.
Those surf songs often, like, you know, they'll say wipe out or some kind of word so people know what to ask for. Here is, I think, an ingenious solution to that problem.
Oh, no.
that they figured out how to convey the essence of the song without actually saying the word.
All right.
And it's a little surf number by Gary and Larry called Garlic Bread. And see if you could pick up on how they convey the...
Are you the Gary and Gary and Larry?
I wish. Dude, listen to this.
You and Storch.
That's right. Listen to this master.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Get up and do the garlic bread, everybody. Yeah, that's right. Butter it up. Butter it up.
Hey, I wonder what the early 90s John Lovitz character, the critic, would say about this song, Garlic Bread.
What would he say?
Garlic bread? It stinks!
I thought a lot. I mean, did you make up your list when you were at Olive Garden? Moe Onion. You got garlic bread. I don't know what's
endless
going
salad
on.
Bars coming up.
A quasi song, endless breadsticks. Let's go.
we're gonna jump into my number three. I'm pretty sure that Sharon Houston loves this album.
Really?
This is one album she likes. This is from Journey Evolution, and this is just majestic. Oh, the majesty of majestic. not an actual word. Steve Perry couldn't keep his yap out of my instrumental.
Get out of here.
I was going to say, how the fuck did they keep him out of the studio that day?
He's in the other room and he just looks at the producer.
turn on my mic. but turn down Neil's headphones. Turn on my mic.
It sounded kind of like Warner Brothers Sound Library. Like, we need something majestic for this. Okay, I know. For this scene.
That should be the song that plays in Soarin' Over California, that thing. Ride to California Adventure.
Right, yeah. That thing terrifies Preston. He can't, like,
really?
Comprehend.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's so cool with that orange sprays in. Oh, that's good.
So he's ridden it before?
Just the once. Never again.
Did he cry on it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that sucks.
You can't. Then he ruins your good time.
But that's kind of like what California is, though.
Kids ruining your good time.
Some days you wake up and cry. You go, oh, look where I live.
So Journey, Bay Area group. Here's
yep,
another.
Neil Sean, great guitarist.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Whether you like that music, he's a good musician.
Great mustache. He's got it all. This is another guy who lives in the Bay Area. He's actually from he was in this seminal power pop band from DC in the late 70s, early 80s called The Neighbors, and but now he put out an instrumental album this year called John Mormon's Flotation Device, and it's John Mormon, and this song's called Stay Inside. Check this out. This is neat.
All right.
Tasty, right?
That is nice.
Yeah, hold on, like cool themes like that. It kind of puts you in the mind of like The Shadows or Cry for a Shadow, the Beatles or whatever. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Very nice. John Mormon, Flotation Device.
And instrumentals are hard to find in iTunes because you just got to know.
You just got to know.
You got to go, oh boy.
You can't like.
You can't type in instrumental.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does in
but usually it's just because it's a non-instrumental song and that's the instrumental version.
Right,
and that's
you're
why
right.
They denote that.
That's why true. You need that Surrey. You say, Surrey by. And then it finds it for you.
And then it says, the abortion clinic nearest you is...
Wow.
Like, what? Wow. No, Siri. You've gone too far.
Siri. You're not talking about Tom Cruise's daughter, right, Siri?
No.
Oh, that bitch editorializes.
As I look at my list, there's no more classic rock list that I've ever had on this show than this one today. We're jumping into 1969 from Led Zeppelin II. And this is a song about my penis, Moby Dick.
There she blows.
Awesome. Good cowbell song.
Sure it is.
See, now, Robert Plant didn't have to be in the studio going, ah! He's out doing something with a groupie and a fish.
And a fish. They were waiting on him. I just say, every year I try to read like one big long book that I never read before, like a classic. And
Bible?
Like the Bible or something. But no, the 4 or 5 years ago was Moby Dick. That is a good damn book. That has, it's like funny, it's adventure-y, it's kind of racy in some parts. There's a little boring bits, but it's good. And there's a whale, a lot about whales in there. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
See, instead of reading that book, I just watched that TV show about whales.
Oh, Whale Wars?
Yeah, the same thing, right?
A lot of freelance whales on there from the list. They can't staff up whales now. Anyway, that's calls back to the list.
Gary, can you hand me your key for 1 second?
Oh, here you go. Why don't you?
And then you can just ignore what I'm doing. And you
are you going to steal his car?
Pat's
what's happening?
My car. It's the perfect crime. This would be a good time for Pat to leave because he's going to hate this. Because we had this discussion about like is like any kind of words, is that kosher in the instrumental show? This is a guy named Esquivel who, like, the human voice was a big part of the Esquivel instrumental sound. There'd be a lot of like, zoo, zoo, za, zas, and kind of like that. He pioneered a genre called space age bachelor pad music in the 60s. And, And Space Age Bachelors, they got a lot of expensive hi-fi equipment, right? So they want to show off the stereophonic qualities of their music. So, okay, so get ready for a lot of stereo and get ready for a lot of the human voice as...
As an instrument.
As an instrument and as kind of like, almost as percussion in a way. So.
And as talking and saying words.
All right.
Rhyming couplets in a chorus.
Right.
I'll allow it. This is his version of Who's Sorry Now, Esquivel.
Zooby Zoo. Yeah.
What do you think? Can I get a ruling from the judges?
Well, it's... I mean, it's maybe an instrumental. It's definitely not a good song.
What? Outrageous.
Is she saying oink, oink?
Kind of like boing, boing.
Boing, boing, sorry. Is she apologizing for the song?
That brings up a good question, though. Like, what if those were all samples? Would it be an instrumental? Because it's not like a live vocal.
We are in a whole new world now. Oh, yeah, what about that? Oh, that Todd Rundgren album where it was all acapella?
Yeah, what is that called?
It's acapella.
Acapella, yeah. And he there's no instruments on it. He mimics all the instruments with his voice.
But there's some instrumental, there's some non-singing tracks on there.
That's right.
Oh, if only we'll
save that for our Todd is God show.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Hey, this is Classic Rock 101 with instrumentals and Pat Francis. This is 1975 from just a great... Electric Light Orchestra album, and no one's ever said that in a sentence. But this is from Face the Music. This is called Fire
yes!
on High.
Nice. Whenever I hear something like this, I imagine like Brent Musburger by yes. hyping up the Final yep. Four or something.
Yep, there's definitely...
The Wildcats of Kentucky.
Or they're going to get ready to talk about the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some orchestra music.
Oh, yeah. Boink, boink. What?
From the backwoods of Oregon, Steve Prefontaine.
In the fourth quarter, Joe Namath, Joe Willie Namath comes in.
The frozen tundra.
That is Fire on High from Face the Music.
Love yellow.
It's got an electric chair. It's got actually an Electric Light Orchestra chair on the cover.
That's right. And did you know Brad Garrett is sitting in it, if you look closely? We've been over that.
Yes, times. Brad Garrett's on the back of the Discovery album from ELO, and he's
really?
18.
Long-time listeners know that.
Fun fact.
They do. Long-time, first time.
here's like a little couplet. This is we're going to stick with the smooth 60s jazz. This one, if... There's about 10 jazz albums probably that belong in the CD rack of the gods, and this is definitely one of them. Straight out of Stockton, California, the jazz capital.
Now, this jazz that you talk about, is when four guys get in a room and they all play something different.
More or less.
Right? Okay, just to clarify.
let's hear a little bit of Dave Brubeck, Take 5, from the Time Out LP. It goes a little something like this.
Oh, I know this tune.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
it's
everybody
classic.
Does.
It's probably a commercial in the last few years. I feel like
this would be the equivalent of playing "In the Mood." I mean, everyone knows it.
Yeah. Time out. Every song is in a different time signature. Hence the name. It's math rock in a way before math rock was thing. So. 30 years later, another great band out of Stockton, Pavement, did their little tribute from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. This is kind of inspired by that song. It's called 5 minus 4 equals Unity. Take it away, Pavement. This has a awesome space age sound effect. Yeah, huh? Then there's some She's So Heavy guitar licks coming up here in a second. On Rock Solid.
I like that.
That's cool. Words fail on the instrumental show.
I can't believe I didn't think of In the Mood, because I know everyone knows that, but I do dig that In the Mood.
I like that In the Mood. I like that, what do you like, that Sing, Sing, Sing?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey, we're playing the game again.
Hey.
Yes,
do you like
are.
That song that goes... Oh, okay, how about this one? All the Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that called Jessica? What's that called?
I don't know what your version is.
Anyway,
I like the original.
I like the original.
I keep trying to sell this game. No one's going to like this shit. Okay.
You know, most of your games are good. I'd say 30% of your games are good. And no, I'd say most of them are good. This one,
I'm a little flawed.
This needs a little, you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to rework your one sheet and then come in and pitch this thing.
I'm going to go back to the minors, work on my swing.
This is, look, we've had Zeppelin and Journey, and why wouldn't we have The Who from Tommy? Sparks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Brett Musburger could probably talk over this, too, maybe. Maybe?
Possibly. This is like for a game... two situation.
That's true.
The Phillies need to come back strong.
A lot of percussion going on here.
It's Mike Myers on drums. A lot of people don't know that.
Couple instrumentals on.
I heard a little.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said cue that.
That's
down.
That's why he's trying to get it down before.
Yeah. Cue it down before you hear Tommy. There's a couple instrumentals on Tommy. Overture.
Do you think they have bands have instrumentals because they can't think of words, or do you think that? Do you think it's?
I think in the case of the Tommy stuff, that was. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Did Fire on High? Was there no music? Words they can come up with. What if they just went fire on high?
What? Doesn't the Wagnerian chorus come in on the? Oh,
they might. They might. And miserably, obviously, there could be no lyrics to that.
Yeah. 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 No, it like stands as is.
Yeah, that stands as is.
As does this song, I think. This is from, if I remember back, I think to episode 3 or something, our great undiscovered albums. This was my my all-time favorite undiscovered album, Lolita Nation by Game Theory. And buried deep on side 4 of that masterpiece was this thing, which is kind of like an indie rock take on a Mike Post theme. It's called Choose Between Two Suns. Let's see what you think of this. For like a cop show called like Cain and Abel or something.
I was thinking more like a movie about a kid who beats asteroids.
or that. He's on level 99. What's going
to
happen?
I was thinking this would be the theme to one of those Dirk Diggler movies.
Oh, right. Dirk, I just got a synthesizer. Listen to this.
That's really great. That's really great.
Yeah. Actually, I was at Amoeba this week, and I found a copy of Lolita Nation, and that used to be akin to like finding $200 in the street.
LP or CD?
It was a CD. Like LP you could get, but CDs, like, yeah, it was like, and then...
Did you buy it?
I bought it for $15, and I threw it up on eBay. And then like, oh, that's right, people don't buy things anymore.
Wait a minute. You bought it, burned it.
Well, no, I've
already has.
Oh, you have it. Oh, so you just bought it
on pure speculation
on the resale value,
which is a jerky thing to do. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to find somebody like on the game theory board and like benevolently gift it.
How long did you list it for? Just 1 7-day?
It's actually on right now, but yeah, 1 7-day period. But
did you actually look to see if anyone else was selling it?
There was somebody else, some other jackass was selling one for like $120 buy it now. But I put my, you know,
it's so funny. I just did the yeah. not the same thing, yeah. but I have a Kiss single CD single that was only. It was only at Blockbuster Music when Blockbuster
wow.
Music went, and it's got a live version of New York Groove that Eric Carr plays drums on, and I looked at it, I'm like I don't really need this. It's got one song, and then there's a greeting from the man. Hey, welcome to Blockbuster. Yeah, you want some music? You got to go Blockbuster. So whatever it says. So I look on eBay. There's one guy selling it for like. $299,
oh, man.
And I put mine up for $29 and no takers.
Oh no!
No one. But I love the guy that thinks, yeah, this is worth $300. No, it isn't.
Yeah, well, you know, it's,
but I always like to. I undercut so low that if someone looks it up and goes, God, the guy wants $200. That guy wants $20.
I'll just buy this one.
Buy that
you
one.
Must be honest. Then I'll sell mine for $150. It's a profit
like
deal.
Gary Lucy,
exactly.
But
so kids, don't do that.
Let's go into it. We're going to get into it right now. Some classic prog rock. It's a band I don't even really like. I like this song. I like a song called Lucky Man. I like a song called Touch and Go. But this is Emerson, Lake & Palmer. This is some 9-minute bullshit. But I found the nice little part. Fanfare for the Common Man.
Sure.
This is some prog rock bull crap. If you ever see these guys on live anywhere on YouTube, no, don't go see them. But Keith Emerson like beats his keyboard player around, like knocks it over and plays it while it's down, and
that's a show.
Then they go
to
back
make
to the
up for how incredibly pussy this music
yeah.
is.
Then they go back to their rooms without getting laid.
Well, this is a classical piece. This is
they didn't write this. Yeah. This is just their interpretation of it. Maybe my Frenchy father-in-law would like this. Did you ever hear Fanfare of the Common Man?
I can't think of the name. Rodeo and Beef. It's What's for Dinner. It's the guy who wrote that thing. Can't think of it.
What is that guy's name?
That might be the worst song on our entire playlist today. Mine and yours.
Oh, hold on. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
No, but this...
I close out strong, though. I promise.
I'm closing out with... We talked about TV themes earlier, and there's so many good ones, but I thought, you know what, maybe the best, most rockinest one of all from the album Dim the Lights and Chill the Ham. It's Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Having an Average Weekend. Name that show.
Yeah. Kids in the Hall.
Right.
And who plays this?
They're called Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Awesome. Did they?
That's nice.
They did some new episodes, right? In Canada or something?
They did a weird, like, series. It wasn't, it was the Kids in the Hall cast, but it was sort of like a spoof on a, like a murder mystery or something.
Oh,
are you sure that wasn't just a Dave Foley intervention show that they did?
I guess what I was saying.
And broadcast it.
It is not, it was not sketch. It was like a narrative, like a 6-part.
Oh, okay.
Miniseries, almost.
Oh, right. I see. Well, still, I bet it bears watching.
But yeah, I mean, if you like, because like Brain Candy is, it was probably more like Brain Candy, where there's like some storylines woven through, right. But a lot of just sort of nonsense.
Sketchy things.
Now that's a movie, that Brain Candy.
That was one of my most exciting Hollywood things ever. Was it's complicated circumstances why this happened, but one time Scott Thompson took a cab to my house, like deep in the valley, and to watch Dan. So You Think You Could Dance with the family. And he brought a big box of plums with him.
Are you friendly with Scott Thompson?
Like a friend of a friend situation. And
he came to your house with that friend or just...
He came solo that time, yeah. So that he just really wanted to watch him dance some So You Think You Can Dance with some big fans.
So, that's cool.
It was fun,
he brought plums.
He brought plums, yeah. Nice fella.
I thought he would have brought like a baked good.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, he's in a cab, so maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe there was like somebody selling plums on the way or something.
Took a cab from his house to your place. It's a $60 cab ride.
I don't know why it happened, but
maybe
you
thought parking was going to be tough around your house.
There's plenty of free parking. Anyway, so that's
I'll take this opportunity to plug. That was one of my favorite Never Not Funny episodes. Is with Scott Thompson. He's so funny and
hilarious.
Just great stories.
He's great on Larry Sanders.
He's a few seasons back, but go check out the archives. It's really funny.
And he was ailing for a little bit, but he's in better health now, so he's doing good and funny as ever.
All right, good. Yeah.
Great guy. So I'm fresh out of instrumentals.
I've got one more. Then Matt's going to play. Play something else that I gave him, and then it is going to be a play out. So,
and then I'm going to sing a couple more.
This is without a doubt my favorite instrumental of all time. If I had to pick one, this is the one that I can listen to start to finish on album or live or anytime. And this is if you've ever flown into the Toronto Pearson International Airport,
you know
that the code for that airport is YYZ. So this is Rush YYZ.
Yes. And this is Morse code for YYZ, this little text.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Fucking nerds.
Oh, and when they play this live, once again, you can enjoy this female free.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Finally. It's like an Iron John rally. Robert Bly.
Hey, lots of good drummers on this show. Bonham, Keith Moon, this new kid, Pert.
Gil Ray of Game Theory. Janet Weiss.
Bevin.
Brubeck.
Yeah, Brubeck something.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, come on, guys. Maybe it's the drummers that are kind of like always pushing for an instrumental.
Oh, maybe you're right.
It kind of does feature them more than...
Yeah, you're right.
This song really does capture the feeling of a long layover at an airport. I'm going to get my Cinnabon.
You can tune that down, Matt. So in the middle of the show, I thought, wow, it wasn't nice to play the Hellion without letting the people hear it go right into Electric Eye. Kind of disappointing that it went into
Oh, thank God,
Misery.
You're rectifying that.
Yeah, so Matt's going to play a little Hellion into Electric Eye, and then Matt will play out song. But
for the love.
You'll see how this works into Electric Eye.
Get into this.
I have to admit, this was kind of worth it.
Yeah, it was totally worth it. That was awesome.
Yeah, the Hellion's kind of like foreplay that's not good.
Yeah, it did leave me. I mean, that's why I felt like it was kind of just a prelude.
Yeah, but then when it jams into that, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay, Matt, go ahead. Hey, thanks again to Gary Lucy and Matt Belknap, the silent partner, and Jimmy Pardo, our executive producer, and to Never Not Funny. And
if you like the show, tell a friend about it.
Keep writing those great reviews. I love reading those.
We do it for you, the kids.
That's follow right. Twitter, friend Facebook.
All that stuff.
Try to get people to listen, and we love you.
And this is a song that Gary played not so long ago, a few episodes back, but it's so good. It was right there at the birth of hip-hop. This is where the kids would get out on the street. Get out on the dance floor during the break and start break dancing. That's where the term break dancing comes from. Mm-hmm. The break beat from incredible bongo band Apache.
Good call. This is a good show. This is a damn good show.